Blazers interim coach Caleb Canales met with the media yesterday, the first time since taking over for the fired Nate McMillan. In his first game, Portland upset the powerhouse Bulls in Chicago. Canales was high-fiving players and jumping up and down.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say it wasn't special. You know, it was. Obviously, it was a special moment. But again, it's about us as a team. It's not about me.
Guard Johnny Flynn and center Hashim Thabeet were also introduced yesterday. They were acquired from Houston in the trade that sent Marcus Camby to the Rockets. In NBA action last night, Philadelphia down Charlotte, Boston beat Atlanta, Cleveland top New Jersey, Orlando lost to Chicago, Dallas better than Denver, and Minnesota defeated Golden State. Trailblazers are in action tonight. They are at home against Milwaukee. We will not carry that game because we have the Ducks on tonight. 5:30 pregame and a 6 o'clock tip as Oregon is playing in the NIT. Oregon State jumped out to an early lead last night. They rolled over visiting TCU 101-81 in the quarterfinals of the CBI. Beavers led 53-34 at the half and stretched it out to as much as 25 before closing out the 20-point win. Jared Cunningham led the Beavers with 27, while Angus Brandt scored 21. Oregon State will host Washington State on Wednesday in the CBI semifinals. Those two teams have already met three times this year. Peyton Manning is choosing to continue his NFL career in the Mile High City. The Denver Post reports the free agent quarterback has informed the Denver Broncos that they are his choice, and he wants to begin exclusive negotiations with the team. Denver linebacker Joe Mays is thrilled that Manning could be heading to the Broncos.
Hey, you know, everybody's thinking Super Bowl. You know, all the fans, everyone's thinking Super Bowl. And, you know, we can't do anything but think that we're gonna make it far this year.
The contract is expected to be in the range of 5 years for $90 million. And that means that Tim Tebow is expendable. The NFL Network reports the Broncos are exploring trade partners for the former Heisman winner, with the Jacksonville Jaguars a possibility. Finally, North Carolina point guard Kendall Marshall had wrist surgery yesterday, broke his right non-shooting wrist in the Tar Heels' 87-73 win over Creighton on Sunday. That was in third-round action of the NCAA tournament. Now, it's still unclear whether or not Marshall will be available for the UNC's Sweet 16 game against Ohio on Friday. It is his non-shooting wrist, so he could conceivably still be in the lineup. Don't forget Duck basketball today, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.